And welcome to another Friday edition. In this program, we're going to be interviewing the TANF program in their budgeting class. Mandy McCullough is the instructor. And this is going to be the first attempt she's made at doing a Zoom class. So, Mandy, welcome to the Friday edition.
Thank you.
Okay, so as I was saying, you have this budgeting class that you're doing. So you've done them before, right?
I have done one other class before, yes.
How'd that go?
It went pretty good. It was an in-person class. I had a few participants, and as far as I can tell, they enjoyed the class. They had a lot of questions, so I'm excited to teach it again.
Well, what kind of questions did they start you out with?
Well, as we go on through the PowerPoint, you know, we have discussions on budgeting and needs and wants or financing, and they just have questions or experiences that they want to share as well. So it could vary depending on what the topic it is. So nothing specific that I can remember, but it's a good conversation.
So what do you want them to walk away with?
My goal, as my budgeting class is kind of a basic 101. So my intent is to teach them, you know, start thinking about their money and where is it going and start saving and hopefully walk away with some idea of how to start preparing for the future or what they want and start working towards that and not be financially burdened or feel stressed or can't get what they want. So it's kind of like the start thinking about things right now and in the future and how do you get that goal. So,
what kind of goals have people mentioned that they would like to achieve?
Well, a lot of them would be cars. That's a big purchase. And I know a lot of times you have a lot of money going out and you're paying the bank a lot. So there's a lot of questions with that. You see a lot of cars. Housing would be another one. We are shortage of housing here in our area. So you got rent, you know, and people are starting to think about purchasing their own home. How do I do that? What's it look like? Will I get approved? So I'm really glad to see that people are kind of looking for the bigger picture. We want to start building the future. But a lot of people that attend my class just want to start, you know, how do I start saving or how do I even start doing a budget? What does that look like? I want to start small and then work my way up. So that's kind of my goal, to get them thinking about it. And then hopefully over time that they can start building their budget and getting things for them. So,
well, you were talked earlier about keeping track of your expenses. So what's your advice there?
My advice, it really depends. Each person is different. Some may have their own technique, but definitely keep an eye on your spending. One of the great things about banking online these days is you can check your account daily, and I definitely recommend people doing that. A lot of times they spend but not realizing what they've spent or what is already being taken out of their account. So my recommendation definitely is to keep an eye on your spending and check those bank accounts and make sure that they're deposited and that you have proper funding in there and you know where your money's going.
Another thing I've noticed is that if you need to keep track of your bills, make sure they're paid on time and
yes,
avoid the late payments.
Yes, and that is the one thing we also talk about. So again, there's different situations you can do. A lot of times in our day and age is banking online. You got online accounts you can create and just do it on there, or direct depositing coming out. A lot of times people still do checks. So if you have whatever method you pay to keep track of that, and that again is checking your bank account, make sure that they have cleared, that you know you're good in that area, that if it hasn't cleared, you know what's going on. And definitely keep track of everything. That's what we're going to go over, of how to keep track of everything. So we will provide these budgeting books, and you can write all your information down, your bills, and keep track of them monthly. So that is another part of our class, too, is writing it down and keep track of it every month, even weekly, as to start getting into that habit.
Yeah, it's always good to know how much you have left.
Yes, that is the big key, what you have left.
And maybe start out with what are your essential expenses? What is it that you have to pay?
Yes. And that's kind of one of the main points of the program that I teach is you pay your priority first. You know, whether that be your car payment, your insurance, your mortgage. Those are priority number one, and they get checked off the list, number one. And then the rest should follow if you have those luxury items that you want to do. So it's just, you know, reiterating that we always want to pay the main points first, so that way we don't have to worry about it throughout the month, or, you know, we don't have to stress whether it was paid or do I have to pay it. You already know, because that's the first thing you're going to do when you're doing budgeting.
That was a question I had about in your PSA. You identified luxuries. How do you define luxuries?
Well, we define what's more of your priorities over luxuries. So then priorities obviously would be your rent, your utilities, your insurances. Those are things we cannot live without. Luxuries would be things that we tend to buy that we don't need. So we don't need to go out to dinner every week, or we don't need to buy those extravagant vehicles or jewelry or whatnot that we love to buy. I mean, we all love to do that, and we sure can once we start learning how to prioritize our budget and pay for the main bills first, and then we can luxury in what we have left in our budget, which we don't want to deny ourselves, most definitely, but we want to keep track of that.
Yeah, looking at how they lay out stores, mm-hmm. where you'd be getting it, you'd be looking for what it is that you want, and you take that to the counter, and as you get closer to the counter, they have a whole bunch of other stuff that you didn't think about, but now you're seeing it.
Those sales will get you, and I totally understand. I am one of those people as well. But the good thing about that is that if I know how much money I have in the bank when I go into that store and how much money I can spend, then that's kind of an ease on me. But if I know I'm past my spending budget, then I need to take priority and say, no, I don't need that. Maybe next time I can go ahead and afford that. Or if you do have that in the budget, it's like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and splurge because I've already paid my priorities. I have that in my budget, and that's a luxury that I want to get today.
Yeah, that's a good plan. I like that one. Yeah. In cars, what we've done, we never buy a new car.
Mm-hmm.
We always buy a used car. And we have an amount that we want to pay. We don't want to pay more than this amount. So we're looking for a car that would fit in that range. And then we don't like to buy it until we saved up enough money to actually pay for it in cash.
Yes. I hear a lot of people do that, and that's a smart option too. But there's other options for people who are just starting out, you know, who may want to know the difference between buying right off the lot brand new versus buying a couple years older versus buying local or somewhere out of the area. And there's a lot of things to consider, and how much you get approved for or versus how much you want to spend versus how much you can afford to spend. So we try to talk about a lot of those instances, especially with the young generation who are getting that 18 money. I know a lot just want that bigger, better vehicle for the least amount of money they can spend, and it really doesn't last long. So we try to go the smart route, do shopping, do your homework first, and then see what works. Vehicle out there that you want, that you can always find cheaper and in your price range. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's out of your price range, but you just got to search around for it.
Yeah, it takes some discipline to put it off.
Oh,
you got the money in your hand, and you know what you
want.
That
is very hard, and that's kind of hopefully what we can get out of this class, is that it is achievable, and the smart way to do it is to wait, plan it out, and then once that happens, it's going to be so much more worth it that you saved so much more money in the end rather than just jumping into it split second, which a lot of times people can regret.
Yeah, then you can only spend a dollar once.
Mm-hmm.
So your classes, you said you have 15 people already signed up for that?
Yes, I do. The class is full. It's about a two-hour class, so we're starting at noontime. And, it's my first Zoom, so my only concern, you know, with our area and the internet connection is that hopefully everything goes smoothly and no disruptions or disconnections, and everybody can hear me and see the PowerPoint. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that day when we get the fiber optics in here.
Yes, that would
be
nice.
Oh, my goodness. I was on a Zoom call earlier this morning, and I got dropped off 5 times.
Yes.
That's really frustrating.
So you don't know if it's your internet or what's going on. It's like it is definitely frustrating, but we're going to see how it goes.
Well, yeah. So is this a one-time class?
At the moment, it is a one-time class. But again, I would definitely love to see how things go tomorrow, if people attend, if it's a good turnout, if the internet works, and if all goes well and people enjoy it, I definitely would be putting more on the agenda. As of right now, I can't say until all these factors are considered, but I would definitely look into providing more of these trainings if people are interested.
Yes. Okay. Well, I wish you well on that one.
Thank you.
Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to share about why you're doing this and why it's important?
Yeah. You know, we definitely want to start getting that out there for our young generations. I talked about, we see a lot of these young guys, you know, not knowing about budgeting or just even adults. I want to get that out there, like the basic necessities and principles. You can always start no matter what age you are. There's always a starting point, and I would love to help you get that starting point and start thinking about your budget and even tweaking what you have now that works for you. I mean, we can always share, and that's the one thing I love about these trainings, that we share with each other. We, you know, we have our stories and we learn off each other, and that's kind of the main thing I love getting out of these classes, not so much what I'm teaching, but what we teach each other.
Yes, that's always valuable. I noticed that in our media things. We pull together different stations and we talk about similar things. And wow, never thought of it that way. And yeah, I'm going to take that note down. That worked really well for you. I'm going to try that. Yeah.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with changing things up or, you know, taking one's opinion to the other. Try it. There's nothing wrong with trying it. And if it don't work, you know, go back to the way it does work. And then that's all we really can do.
Well, very good, Mandy. I really congratulate you for this work, and it's really important. I hope everything goes well for you.
Well, thank you. Like I said, I hope to hopefully have some more of these trainings, and maybe somewhere down the road I can provide different trainings that the community may need or the kids or whatever it may be, and just go from there and see how things go.
I'd like to be able to find some people who would be willing to talk about what they learned from this class.
Yes. I try to ask that question, you know, after class, if there's something that different they want to see or change or add. And so far the feedback has been positive. So, but as we continue with the classes, you know, I can always change things up. I can always add things. That is kind of a work in progress.
Well, that's life too.
Yeah.
Okay. Just, yeah. Well, thank you very much, Mandy.
Well, thank you.
All right. See you on the radio.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I've been talking with Mandy McCullough, who is for the TAMF program, doing the budgeting class for their clients and community members. There's a limit of 15 participants, and they have a full class right now.
The Friday edition is a production of KIDE Hoopa. The producer, host, and engineer has been Joseph Orozco. For KIDE, we thank you for listening.